I'm going to get up. We have our family time, whatever your family does. Your family has a structure. And then I'm going to study from 9 to 12 every day, classics. Or I'm going to get up at 6 and study 6. Well, you guys have seminary, but whatever. You're always getting up at 6. But whatever it is, you're going to find a time that is always for that, or pretty much. So at the beginning of each week, you're going to structure your week. You're going to do time management, and you're going to say, this is when I'm going to get my hours. This is when I'm going to study. How many of you struggle with this thing? Okay, you could be honest. I can even, as I work with youth, this is the single most biggest issue, is how they manage their time. It's the hardest thing to get over. They set a plan, but then when it's time to sit down and study, it's like, oh, but my brother wants to go jump on the trampoline. So we go jump on the trampoline for a while. Or, oh, I'm hungry now. I think I'll wander down to the kitchen and get a snack. Okay, does that ever strike your fancy?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in fact, my kids, when I get home from grocery shopping, they're going through the bags. They're not looking for anything else but reading snacks. You know, like, where are the reading snacks? I want the reading snacks. And then they take them up to the room and whatever. But it's a hard thing. So this is one thing that's really important. So on Sunday, you sit down and you have a meeting with yourself. You make an appointment and you sit down and you say, okay, let's look at my week. I have piano lessons. We have family home evening. I have seminary. I have young men, young women. You know, you put in all the things all of your things that you need to be part of and you need to do. Practicing, I mean, it's all in there. Did you know that practicing can be study hours? Don't you think? Doesn't that feed your soul? Isn't that who you are? Okay, do you need other things as well? No. He can live solely on music. Okay.